Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. Sorry about that. We're getting a bit of a late start here today, and we are on air now. So if anyone would like to call in and have their questions answered, this is Reverend Adam, and I am joined today by Allison. Say hi, Allison.
Hello, everyone.
And you can call in using the guest call-in number 323-642-1694. That's call in number for the guest, 323-642-1694. And what we're going to do today is we're going to go ahead and take callers with one question per caller, one part questions only, please. And we will answer those questions to the best of our abilities and help you out with spiritual guidance. Today, we're also going to be talking about spiritual growth and manifestation. So what we are going to talk about is how we get lost in our day-to-day lives and we forget that our thoughts become our reality. When we send out a negative thought, that negative thought reflects back to us a manifestation. It acts like a magnet. And that magnet is going to attract a manifestation that is on the same vibrational frequency of the thought that we send out. So remember that you have to keep your thoughts positive. You can't go into the negative thinking. You can't go into the past. You have to allow yourself to free your mind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. A lot of us go through our day-to-day lives and we are trained or we've experienced so many downfalls that we feel like that other shoe is going to drop. We feel like there's something around the bend that's going to take that success away from us. And a lot of us go through life fearing success or fearing the ability to accomplish our goals because we fear that we're not going to succeed or be able to hold on to it when we get it. Remember that it's all about manifestation here. So if we fear something, if we have a concern that we're not going to succeed, we're going to attract that failure into our lives. You cannot fear failure. Failure is just an opportunity to succeed. Now, it looks like we have a caller here. We can go ahead and take this caller on air in just one moment. Give me one moment here. All right, caller by 111-111-1111. You're live and on air. Do you have a question for us?
I do, Reverend Adam. Thank you for taking my call. I have been having some difficulty with some new construction and wondering what you're picking up around it and when I may be able to move in.
Okay, let me see here. One moment, please. All right. Well, what I'm feeling here is that you've reached some difficulties. Was this delayed?
Yes.
Okay. And how long was this delayed? Because it seems like it's been going on a while.
It's been years.
Okay. And I feel like this year you're going to be able to succeed in your goal, okay? I don't feel like we have much longer to go here. I'm looking at, I'm seeing November and I'm seeing December. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. I guess I have a tentative court date with the city, and I don't know if that's going to delay it or not.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like we're not going to get a delay from the city this time around. I've seen so much trouble with the red tape before, but right now it seems all clear to me. It seems like the sky is clear.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Of course it would be. This is going to be something very good for you, but remember that change begins within you just as well. So moving, you're going to create a new energy field. This energy field will be positive, but sometimes we have to shift the energy field we already have and embrace the lessons we need to learn from it in order to help us get rid of the blockade from our succeeding with creating something new. Sometimes if we're trying to leave a situation and we quite haven't embraced it and learned whatever lesson we need to learn from it, that can be the cause of different blockades or postponements that happen when we're trying to create something new.
Got it. So you see me moving in November, December?
Well, yeah, I'm getting November and December for some reason. That's going to be of this year, 2017.
Right. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, go right ahead. We're waiting on other customers, but would you like me to give Ellison a chance to communicate here?
Yeah, great.
Sure. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I've never heard your show, so I find this interesting.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. So go ahead with your question.
My question, Ellison, was if you see me reconciling with someone from the past or meeting someone new.
Okay. One moment.
Sure.
In all honesty, it feels like someone from the past is coming up, someone
okay.
that you've built a foundation with, in a sense. But there was some indecision with this person.
Yes.
I feel like this person is coming back to you and presenting something new.
Will they contact me?
They are going to contact you, but it's going to be very slow. It's going to be like a slow contact. And it feels like this person has some type of financial ties to him or this person. Like this person is going to offer you stability in a sense.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I do see it working out. I do feel like it is someone from the past coming forth.
Okay.
Maybe within 3 months.
Okay.
I'm getting the same thing here, but I'm feeling like it's someone from the past, but they've changed. They've learned a lesson and they've kind of raised their vibrational frequency a bit more since you've last seen them.
Well, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And
well,
do you have
you.
Other questions for us?
Well, I guess my only other question was, you know, as we're getting into the latter part of the year, is there anything I should be aware of, either positive or negative, right, to kind of just be on the alert for? I know sometimes astrologically people say things, but I always like to hear what people, psychics, say.
Okay.
Well, my suggestion is just to guard your thoughts because we are in very potent energy where we're manifesting things at rapid speed. So this goes to everyone that's listening, you know, try to stay positive in your thoughts to manifest your highest good or your, you know, the highest good for your life at this moment.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion for you. Especially
okay.
when it comes to the outcome of your home.
Yeah, that's been kind of
yeah.
difficult.
You know, let me go into this a little bit more. I'm feeling like your current living situation, you're feeling crowded and you're feeling misunderstood. So can you confirm that?
I don't know what you mean by misunderstood. I live in a smaller apartment, so yes, I am feeling a little crowded waiting for this house to be done.
Okay, maybe the understood's a little out there. Sometimes you can be a little off. It's not an exact science here. But I'm feeling like the expansion that you're looking for, you know, you're going to be so happy with that. But right now, you know, what's happening is that you're expanding from within, okay? And you're feeling like, you know, you don't have that room, you don't have that capability. You're trying to reach a certain goal, and right now I'm feeling like while you're going to accomplish that, there's some kind of lesson to be learned from your current situation. It's like there's something about this that I feel may go back as early as childhood, but there's something here that needs to be healed.
Wow, interesting. I mean, I'm feeling some financial pressure for how long this has taken, so that has been one of my
okay.
worries.
Okay, understandable. Well, thank you for calling in. We wish you the best upon your journey forward, and good luck with the new home and environment.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Bye. Love
and light. All right, we have another. Thank you. All right, we have another caller here, a caller by the area code 256. First three digits are 473. Hello, you are live and on air with Ellison and Reverend Adam.
Oh, hi. My name is Kimberly. And
yes, hello, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good.
How can we help you
today? Yeah, my question is about a relationship that I'm in and what I'm supposed to be learning in reference to this relationship.
Okay.
You know what came up, like, immediately when you said that? I'm feeling like your lesson in this particular relationship is learning to let go. And not
mm-hmm.
necessarily of this person, but letting go of things from the past, maybe hurts, learning to forgive and not holding
mm-hmm.
grudges. I'm feeling like a letting go of emotional wounds or emotional strongholds, burdens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling like this is a lesson for you, learning how to let go and forgive.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like in a sense, some things may come up as repeats. Yeah, it just feels like, you know, right now it's just you learning to let go and forgive. And that's what I'm
okay.
picking up.
Okay.
All right. Now, give me one moment here. And let me tune in to see what may be coming up. All right. Now, let me go ahead and ask you, where was your father when you were growing up? Was he there physically but not emotionally? What was the dynamic there? Did you have a good relationship?
No, I did not have a good relationship. He wasn't there emotionally or physically. He was in and out.
Okay, because I'm really picking up on that as an area that needs to heal, and I'm seeing that there was a blockade from that past that created repetitive cycles in your adult stages. Now, sometimes what we have is what's called an energy transference or karmic transference when it comes to our lives. Like our parents will transfer their own karma to us. I'm actually seeing that there is a bright future here in your love life, and I'm seeing some healing that you're going through at the moment. I feel like you're already in the process of this, but you have to embrace it. I'm actually feeling success within this year, and it doesn't look like it's that far off, but it is a little bit later on, maybe a couple more months from now. And, you know, who knows? With the way that you're going, you might manifest it sooner, but you have to embrace yourself. It also says that if you want to see change, you have to be the change. It's reminding me about this statement, okay? So when you raise your vibration, you're going to raise the vibration of what manifests into your life, and you're going to break old patterns and old cycles. What I'm seeing here is abusive relationships within your past, and it doesn't have to be physical. It could have been verbal or emotional, because it looks like I feel like people have taken advantage of you. And this goes along with the theme of what Ellison was just saying with you on the air here. So just tune in with yourself and work on that self-manifestation through working on self-mastery right now. And you're going to find a lot better opportunity opening up and knocking on your door. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. All right, we have another caller here. Just give me one moment. I believe this is caller with, which one was it here?
Which one came in?
Yeah, it's got to be this one. Okay. Area code 863. You are now live and on air with Ellison and Reverend Adam. Hello, welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
You are more than welcome. Hello, how you doing today?
Oh, good. Thank you. Just glad to get on.
Wonderful.
Well, what's going on is I have like a obsessive compulsion, OCD, obsessive compulsive like pattern and social anxiety. And I'd really like to just move past this to feel like I can be out in public and be comfortable in my own skin and just, you know, talk to people eye to eye. So, yeah.
And in a way, you feel that other people don't perceive things the same way you do.
You know, I don't know. I'm so unsure about my own self that I don't really even know, you know.
Okay. Obsessive-compulsive disorder. Now, we're going to look at this in a spiritual manner as well as a psychological manner, because the soul, the mind, the body, this is the whole thing that makes up who we are, okay? What this shows me and what we're seeing psychically is we have some issues within your past and within your childhood, and we have things that have not been healed. We also feel that you have been misunderstood. I feel like you've been misunderstood. You feel like you cannot communicate your own truth with others, especially those that may be closest to you. And when you're repetitive like that and you do things repetitively, or you have to double check on something, if you lock the door and you're doing it three times or more, you know, this is coming from a place of not feeling comfortable, whether it be in your own skin, your own environment. There's also another reason this can happen. You could, and from what I'm gathering, you're very empathic. You're very energy, okay? Other people's energy makes you go haywire if it's not in the right place.
You could have one happy mood 1 minute, and someone walks into the room, and all of a sudden they could have a smile on their face, but you're feeling depressed like crazy, and it could be because they're faking that smile. You're very psychically or very intuitively inclined. So, you know, being able to work on your own self-mastery through meditation and spiritual practice will help eliminate the OCD to a degree. OCD doesn't ever fully go away, but you can get it under control enough to go out. Do you feel like there's a touch of agoraphobia here?
You know, I just withdrew so much that maybe it is agoraphobia now, because I know that just being out was so uncomfortable that it just was easier to not go out. I've been, like, getting better at going out and trying to feel more comfortable, you know. It's mainly, okay, like when I have to interact with other people is when I get that kind of, you know, tightened in, like, constricted and just
Okay, so what I want you to do for a daily practice, or what I would suggest for you to do as a daily practice, is to take time at least out of the day every day, take about 15 minutes and try and meditate, okay? And if that means you can't clear your mind and you got too many things going on, that's okay. Just sit there and breathe. Work on deep breath meditation, okay? Breathing in, holding it for a second, and breathing out, okay? Another thing I want you to do is start listening to a woman by the name of Esther Hicks on YouTube. Wonderful human being, very inspirational, going to help you understand the law of attraction and what it's really about, okay? This is also another way to help curb the OCD and the anxiety.
Okay.
I do feel like you're going to overcome the debilitating feelings of this, but I feel that you have to have the confidence within yourself. You see, you're lacking confidence. That comes from growing up and feeling like you were never enough, or feeling like you were pressured to know that whatever you did or whatever you practiced was never enough. Okay?
Yes.
But you've
yes,
got to understand
that
you are enough. I'm sorry?
I have felt that I'm not enough. You're right on.
Okay.
You're right, exactly right. That's how I felt. I'm not enough.
Yeah. So it's about releasing that emotion of not being enough. And sometimes you have to sit there and just meditate and realize where it comes from, and then feel that pain and allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to go there, because that's going to help you release it, hon. Allison, would you like to add anything?
Pretty much what you're saying is, you know, on point. Pretty much what Reverend Adam was saying, you know, especially with the daily practices, that, you know, I believe that will help a lot, especially with the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing.
Okay. Okay. So just take the time to breathe every day. And if you've got an open mind, you know, no matter what religion you are, you can always go to mantras, and they help soothe the soul, okay? Or you could put on prayers. Whatever faith you have, use it, because it can help you overcome. Just remember to have an open mind and take everything you see or you gain with a grain of salt, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
and
thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we want to go ahead and thank everyone for calling in. We want to tell you, please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com. That's HowPsychic.com. Now, I think this is another caller here. We're going to go ahead and double check. area code 678. Hello, you are now live and on air.
Hello.
Area code 678-469, you are live and on air. All right, I think that is just someone waiting, or someone that was just listening in. But we want to go ahead and thank everyone for listening in. I know we got a late start to today's episode, but please tune in for the next one. We will be sending out an alert for when we schedule that through Blog Talk and Facebook. So check it out. And we want to tell you all of our services are available through howpsychic.com. And you can go ahead and give us a call through the Contact Us page. Our phone number is listed there. And if you would like a private reading and want to go ahead and get the phone number right away, the phone number to call is 443-319-3366. Thank you once more. Have a beautiful, blessed, and enlightened evening. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.